muskets. Uh-huh. There's like 30 seconds in between gunshots.
Yeah.
Are you lobbing insults?
Hey!
Nice beard, you big dummy! Ramrod down.
Meanwhile, you've literally insulted every single soldier.
Do you think that's the way it was during the Civil War? Just shouting across battle lines? Your deer flag's stupid!
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, at least we let black people live.
Ooh, game, set, match right there.
I mean, that's a hard one to come back from.
Yeah, it's tough.
Let me tell you about another option that's going on. Yeah. Okay, a lot of these places, they offer you bonuses. I'm talking deposit bonuses.
Mm, yeah, of course, the old Depbo deposit bonus.
Don't think it's ever been referred to that.
I guess it has now.
Right.
So it is said and so it is done.
It's the new lingo,
I guess. Deposit bonus is now the Depbo.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Wasn't there another...
Yeah, I tried to find it. I couldn't. I didn't have the timestamp for it, but it was equally dumb.
It couldn't have been much more than like a minute or two after that.
Yeah, it made as much sense as the Depbo, which, in fairness, it makes sense.
Makes total sense.
And I think maybe now, I decided today, Steve, I'm going to start posting on my personal Twitter my plays that I make every day. So people can kind of hold me accountable because, and this is, it's a running theme about gambling, people only talk about their wins.
Right.
That's all they care about. They're not going to sit there and tell you, or the heartbreaking loss. They're not going to simply tell you, hey, I'm down a bunch, a couple thousand dollars in the last year.
Yeah. No, they'll tell you about their wins and their massive losses.
Yeah.
Like, there's always that guy that's like, oh, yeah, I lost $28,000 in one weekend.
And I don't want to be either of those people.
You will be.
No, so I'm going to post what I play. And so people could say, hey, you lost three today. Because there I was last night beating myself up, Steve, because I had texted the friend that I kind of share our sports betting accounts with, and we kind of go over what we like each day. I said, hey, I like these three NBA games, but I don't love them. So in an act of trying to, not force myself to gamble, I'm not going to play these games.
Okay.
And then all three win. So then I'm mad at myself. So I'm trying, so that doesn't happen all the time. So I'll be posting those. If you want to go ahead and you want to make some money, I'll start putting that behind a paywall soon.
Right.
That's a thing.
We've talked for nearly 5 years about how we got to start monetizing this podcast.
And
speaking of which, we have to get to something right off the bat.
It has never worked. Because, listen, we said this a while ago. We need flatly $20 and 1 cent
each month.
So that comes out to $240 and 12 cents per year.
Yeah.
And let me try to pull up.
Really, if you want to be real particular about it, it comes out to $240 and 1 cent.
That's true.
As long as we made one extra penny
one month
out of the 12.
Yep. For the entire year.
We would be in the black.
And let me tell you, that has not come remotely close to happening.
No. There was a time that we sold some T-shirts.
Yep.
The World Tour T-shirts. I think it was $27 or $47 we ended up making off of them.
Still find that design, though, Steve, right at steveandkyle.com/merch.
Yes, you can. So we have a bit of a mystery going on. About a month ago, maybe. It was probably early January. I went to the P.O. box, which you can find the address in the description of this podcast if you ever feel like you need to send us something. But again, as we've talked about in recent weeks, you don't have to send us anything.
No.
Ever.
Right.
Ever. Maybe if you want to send us a Christmas card next year, we'd be happy to take that. So I went and I checked because the P.O. box is also shared with Second Chance Jeeps. It's shared with Elm Kids 921, which is
your wife's venture?
My wife's venture. So any business that we have comes and goes through that account. And open it up. And normally, the majority of the mail that I get to that is for the previous owner of
the P.O. Box.
Of P.O. Box 371.
Is it packages or is it mail?
No, it's just, it's honestly, it's like the junk mail that you get to your house. It's,
okay.
It'll say such and such name or current resident, which is the USPS's loophole to keep delivering it, even though it has somebody else's name on it. Because when I first moved in here, kept getting mail for the previous tenant, and I kept putting it back in the mailbox, writing return to sender on it, and then the passive aggressiveness of my mail carrier took over because she would then put it back in my mailbox with or current resident underlined, and I was like, that is such an effing loophole. But I digress.
Let me briefly interject here, Steve. I'm trying to find the second time we made money, dating back, looks like on December the 16th, we made $10.98.
Oh.
Before that, October 15, we made $24.08.
Okay.
Not exactly rolling in. And that's fine.
But even the December month, the $10 month, that's not profit. That's just less loss.
Yeah, really. So if I and that so that's they do they pay us out every 3 months.
Okay.
So it's not monthly. So yeah, we lose money. That's the gist of what we're trying to get at. Don't care. It is what it is. We're not here. There's a reason we haven't set up a Patreon. One, because it's a lot of work. And two, it's a lot of work.
I just don't want to.
Because then people start asking you for extras. And
yeah, exactly. That's the main thing. Because of Patreon, somebody pays money. You got to give them more than just like, oh, you get the podcast one day early.
Yeah, yeah. Or you get the... Here's the lossless version of the audio. Right. Now, the only person who cares, like, Shike would care about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That idiot who turns knobs and, you know, fiddle sticks while in a studio, while the actual talented people are in the music studio.
We need to send Shike some audio. Mm-hmm. Have him push his buttons and spin his knobs.
Gussy it up a little bit.
And see what he can do to it. Well, send it back to us. I want us to sound like freaking songbirds.
Yeah, yeah, because otherwise you can't justify whatever it is you're charging.
No.
Those idiot loser musicians who are coming your way are sending you MP3. Like, does he just get MP3s in an email? And he's like, well, okay, one button to adjust it and move this knob, and here we go.
Let me put the slightly better effect on it.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, but we digress.
Yeah,
so about a month ago, I went to the post office. I checked the P.O. box and mixed in with mail from the previous P.O. box tenant.
Mm-hmm.
I found it looked like a bill because it had one of those, like the return address was like Bill Processing Center, you know, 123 Main Street.
So in your mind, somehow we've incurred another bill that we need to pay.
I was worried too because it has my name on it,
right.
My PO box on it. And so I thought, okay, this is definitely this was sent with purpose.
Yeah, when we take it to small claims court, I'm winning based on those details.
Right, yeah. So I thought, well, this is weird. Opened it up and it's a check. It's a check dated. It looked like a check that you would get if you overpaid your bill.
Yeah,
and you
they send it back.
Yeah, and you requested the balance returned to you because it's from Metavante Corporation in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Which that's our corporation. We never told anybody, but that's our corporation that we operate.
But I mean, this is it's an official check
mm-hmm.
for $5, paid to the order of me, and. In the memo line, it says 241 podcast pay down contribution. And I thought, I don't know what that means, so but...
Did you read the date that you received
this? Yeah, January 6, 2021.
We've been sitting on this because we just had no idea what it is from or why. We thought, obviously, this is an error and maybe somebody got your P.O. box, but listen.
But the strange thing to me was that it said, in the memo line, podcast pay down contribution.
Yeah, pay down what?
So I thought, okay, well, this is somehow, did we ask for people to send us money? I vaguely remember, because we talk about this all the time, how we're always in the red. We never mm-hmm. never make any profit. And I feel like there was one time where we may have given out the P.O. box or something or said, like, send a... I don't know. I feel like it's... What's that? What's going on?
Oh, God.
Are you playing us? Well, is this a good one?
A lot of times I try to keep our social channels open.
But it just started auto-playing?
Yeah. And, yeah, my apologies. I usually have that on mute. That is remarkably unprofessional from a very professional podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very, very professional. So, yeah, so we just kind of held on. I took a picture of the check and I sent it to you. I was like, do you have any idea what this is? I figured maybe, I don't know, maybe like somebody had DM'd you and said like, hey, I need to send you something, or I have no idea. So we just, it's just been sitting here on our table for
3 weeks now. Four weeks.
Yeah, the last month, basically. And the only thing in the top left, it says, please post to account. And then it has the name William J. Stackman. And it has an address. So we got to figure this out.
Well,
because
there's so much.
Because 2 days ago, I went to the P.O. box again, and there was another one.
So at this rate.
Dated February 1st, another $5 from William Stackman.
So I'm just doing some quick math in my head, Steve.
Five plus five is 10.
That's 10 right there. So we've had. It's been a little over 4 years since we've had our podcast hosting service.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we had invested this first one the day we got it? We'd be up to like $5 and, what, 8 cents?
Come on. You think returns are that good? We have been we've paid for this hosting service for over 4 years. So if I just do a flat number of 50 months, which would be 4 years and 2 months.
Yeah.
At $20 a month.
Yeah.
I'm down $1,000. Okay?
Okay. Boy, when you put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's money out of pockets. At this rate.
I feel bad. I do feel bad.
Just cut a check.
But I don't feel that bad. Because I spent a good, I think it was like $1,500 on the ABS 2.0.
Yeah, no question.
And
so right now we're getting a check.
I think I bought a cable or two last summer.
Hey, didn't we split a cable? Didn't we buy a mic stand we used once?
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah, we're just incurring costs.
Even.
And at this rate of $5 a month.
Oh, we'll be in the black in no time.
Well, until the next 20 comes out, which is 3 weeks. No, 15. But at this rate, instead of $1,000 over 50 months, I would have only lost $750.
So things are looking up.
So I'm looking right now, and now granted, we don't really utilize a lot of our Facebook. It's there, but we're not plugging it. We don't have thousands of followers.
We got like 600, maybe 500.
Do we really? I was going to say, we have more on our Twitter, which is fine. You can find us, obviously, at Stephen Kyle. It's facebook.com/Stephen Kyle and Twitter, at Stephen Kyle. And I don't know how to search the likes, but I don't see, we don't have that many to go through. I don't see anybody on our Facebook page, Steve, by that name. William Stackman. All right, now,
so let's check it out.
Now, if William Stackman is an older gentleman, he's going by William Stackman. But if William Stackman is our age,
town.
Yeah, okay, we're not going to give out William's address.
No. But it is okay. Because I thought that I recognized the town, and now that I look at it, it is in very close proximity to the capital region of Albany, New York.
Okay, a listener hotbed for the podcast. It's the only thing I can think of.
Sure. Well, now we have two things pointing us in the direction of that this was actually meant for us. One, it says podcast in the memo line, so that should be the number one giveaway. But two, he lives in a hotbed of Steve and Kyle support in the capital region of Albany, New York.
But also a region where that occasionally listens to your side gig.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, sir.
You guys also have a podcast.
Yes, we do.
And if this again is an older gentleman, maybe he thinks he has to send. I don't know what you loons are charging over there nowadays for money for your podcast.
Well, let me.
Is $5 an amount that could get
that's roughly
Mr. Stackman that's a podcast?
Pretty, hold on, let's do a search.
So does he think?
And I'm going to do a search in the radio shows
likes or follows
like database.
Okay,
in our
so not on Facebook. Okay,
yeah, not on Facebook. But
while you search for that, what my thinking is that. If William is an older gentleman, there's a chance he's maybe thinking that he could He could send you a check every month to your P.O. box that he found outside regular avenues, because it's not like you're, you know, on your side gig every day going, hey, here's my P.O. box.
Hey, Venmo me.
Yeah, and maybe he thinks, I'll just send them $5. And assuredly, my podcast will arrive on time.
Okay, so I did a quick search for his name, and sure enough, he is in our database.
He's a radio show paying customer.
And there is a matching address.
Which, but you know what, just a real quick breakdown. Listen, radio's free, you bunch of idiots. Why are you paying for it? For the love of God. I mean, think about what you're doing. You turn on a dial once a day,
yeah.
And if you don't want to pay, hook your VCR up to it and record it.
Can you do that? Can you hook your VCR up to the radio?
I'll put it on the pole because if not, you should be able to.
I think you could, right?
Yeah, because if you're paying for radio,
you do audio out of the radio into the VCR. You just have no video. You pop in a blank VHS tape. Literally the least convenient way to listen to a radio show would be via VHS tape.
But it's going to save you whatever, you know, dollar amount these yahoos are trying to charge you to listen again to free terrestrial.
Okay.
But granted, I don't want to step on, you know, the business model of it. That'd be rude.
Now, okay, but a brief side quest here.
Yeah.
When you had, back in the day, because you grew up, you definitely had VHS tapes in the house,
no
right?
doubt.
Did you have the rewinder, the separate rewinder?
No.
Oh, you didn't have one of those?
Well, no, I think early on,
like one of those that looked like a 57 Chevy or something.
Yeah, so it was a flat rectangular box, and you'd press the button and it would just
pop open.
And you'd slide the tape in and press it. So that was, I was born in 87. I guarantee you we had one of those. Let me text my mom because she'll remember if we had one of those.
Do you think she still has it?
Oh, listen, my brother and I and our families were over there for dinner on Wednesday. And we were in it. Now, Grant, this is my mother and my father.
Yeah.
That's it.
They're empty nesters.
Yeah. We've been gone for a lot of years now, my brother and myself. So when we're in our basement going down there I was bringing a chair down because we're all over there for dinner. So there's extra chairs, bring them downstairs. And I am in one of their storage rooms, and there's a tote full of our model cars from like, when we were children.
Like full-on models, like you go out, buy them,
you paint them, and you use the rubber cement, you know, because it's not as easy nowadays, kids, as it was back then. You had rubber cement with a brush in it.
Right.
And we had
a little hard to be detailed.
Yeah. And so we're going in there, and we're getting like a soda out of the fridge, and the deep freezer's right next to it. Two people. 10 bags of shredded cheese. Like, and I think it's just an age thing.
Yeah.
Because I bet you your in-laws, your parents, they probably have similar, like, the first thing I do now is once I make sure even a small appliance, a coffee maker, a whatever works, that box is going in the garbage.
Yeah.
But no, that age group.
They keep everything.
They keep it. So they have their coffee maker box. They have, you know, their... You know, what I'm assuming was three vacuums ago box, you know, just in case they have to call up the Dirt Devil Company and prove that they bought it.
Right. Like, having it is proof that you bought it.
Yeah. And then they're going to give you a new Dirt Devil as long as you have the box. It's that weird mentality of back then where I can't get rid of things soon enough. Yet they're like, well, maybe you should keep on that. Maybe you should keep those.
Hey, I just noticed
a separate VCR rewinder.
I'm scrolling through here. I have William's phone number.
Oh, do you think that now I want to clear the air here before we do this. Is this a breach if we do this? Like, are you being, is this out of line for you, like, digging through the archives and making a call? Okay.
No,
I just want to make sure that we're...
I think it's all above board. Now, granted, I have no idea how this is going to go.
Sure.
He could say, how did you get this number?
Yeah. And when he says, who's Steve?
Right.
You know, we'll have to make sure that we play it off correctly.
He's like,
I'm
a big
like
fan of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show and the Kyle and the Other Guy show.
Who are you?
All right, so should I give him a call?
Listen, we've been talking about this. I love talking to the people who, in this case, probably don't listen to our podcast because I have questions. Well, and I think fairly a lot of questions about why are you paying us, and but most importantly, why isn't it more?
I think that we need to tell him that he doesn't need to.
Yeah.
But we greatly, greatly appreciate it. And if he was to keep doing it, look, there's just nothing we can do about that.
No, no, I can't. I mean, there's no way I could send these checks back. It's not something you can legally do.
No. It is illegal.
Yeah.
Illegal
I've,
to
send them. Listen.
Do you know how to sign over a check? Like, how would I sign this over to you?
I don't have a clue. I don't deal with checks. I just deal with denials.
So
because
I mean, these checks are rightfully yours.
I have to. Well, I wouldn't say rightfully mine just because I pay for it.
You know something? We'll just have Bill send them to your attention.
Well, and I'm glad you verified that Bill is alive, because I think it's a legitimate discussion point that maybe somewhere, if Bill had passed, in Bill's will, the Bill will, if you will.
The Bill will.
He may be put. Upon my passing...
Do you think that... Because I assume that it, something called the Bill Will is handwritten. So did he write...
No question.
...at the top of his loose leaf paper, the Bill Will, comma, if you will.
Yeah, and it wasn't separated paper. It's one of those papers that he ripped from his spiral notebook, so it's still got all the leaflets on the side that if you're a kid in school, you're picking at while you're in school. Right.
So even though we know Bill is alive, we're assuming he's dead and that he's leaving us $5 a month.
Well, the check does say Junior. So maybe this is, you know, part of the will from Senior.
Yeah.
We got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
So
listen, all right, let's call him.
If this voicemail isn't, hey, this is Bill, I'm dead. What?
Hey, it's Bill. It's been a fun ride, but I am 6 feet under.
We'll ask him these questions. Again, if he's alive.
Right. Yeah. Could go either way.
Rest in peace, Bill.
All right. Let's try it out now.
Rest in peace, Jack. Too.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, it actually works?
I know.
That gave me like a legitimate thrill.
Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill.
All right, Billy.
Billy Bill. Just.
Hello.
Hey, is this Bill?
Yes.
Bill, this is the Steve and Kyle podcast. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Okay, we have a couple of questions.
Well, first things first, Steve, because I think you're being rude. Do you go by Bill or William or Billy?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I haven't been Billy since I was a child, but Bill's fine.
Bill's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right. One, are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Alive and kicking.
All right, good.
All right. So we're just trying to get to the bottom of a mystery, because over the last month or so, we've gotten two checks in the mail from you. And we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So we thought that maybe you had passed on, and possibly left us as part of your estate to pay us out $5 a month.
The Bill will, if you will. So you're telling us you're alive, Billy, and have you? So this is not part of some. Is this part of some settlement, or are you? Are you ill? Is this like kind of like, you know, one of your,
are you
your
giving
last
it all,
great gifts to the world before
it
you
all
kick
away.
The, before you find the 5 gallon bucket and kick it?
Yeah, I'm slowly giving you my estate $5.
Well, listen, Bill, I what spurred this influx of cash? Because I know, Steve, we've talked a lot about us losing money just hand over fist here for years now. Was that what spurred this generous donation?
So I believe it was the episode where you guys were talking about going into the black this year. I guess I didn't realize my name would be on whatever you're receiving. So I was trying to be almost an anonymous sheetrock sponsor.
Oh, gotcha. Right, yeah, because listen, we've had sponsors for like you mentioned, we had a drywall sponsor, we had a door sponsor, we had a floor mat sponsor.
Right. The thing that really confused me is this thing showed up and it looked like a bill that you get from an actual company, but it had my name on it. I opened it up. And then there was a check for $5, and I was like, what the hell is this? In the memo line, it says 241 podcast paydown contribution, and then it's got your name up in the left-hand corner. So whoever you were trying to go through to stay anonymous, they blew up your spot, Bill.
They did.
Oh, well, I need to ask, Bill, because these aren't handwritten checks, as you mentioned, Steve. These are printed checks from an institution. So did they laugh you off the phone when you tried to set up a check printing distribution to go to a podcast pay down?
Well, I don't know how you guys do it in Michigan. We have it on my phone. It was set up quickly.
Gotcha.
You could actually print a check from, like...
Oh, that's amazing.
I work at a bank, Bill, and I don't even know
a credit union.
How dare you? We're for the people.
I entered a name. Yeah, a name and an address and an amount and send on the first of every month. I thought it was funny.
I did not think we had that option, Steve.
Just when I thought that checks were outdated, they blow my mind with this amazing
Because now you still have to either bring them to the bank or you have to, you know, again, we don't even know how to sign over a check if that's what we wanted to do. Now, did you set this up recurring, Bill?
The funny part about it was me actually picturing Steve opening a check for $5 and having to do something with it.
No.
Because I've heard of his love for paper checks in the past.
I opened this thing up and I was like, what the F? Who is sending me $5?
Because listen, he mentioned he used that P.O. box for the Jeep shop, his wife's thing, and it's public knowledge. So when he texts me this in January, and him and I have what can only be described as the most baffling conversation ever as we try to break down this $5 contribution, but it turns out this is a recurring thing. So what do they call that? Is he now on like the board of donors, Steve? Is that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're our official number one contributing listener. How's
there
that feel?
I'm both top and bottom tier.
So now we need to take obviously Bill's money that he's donated, and we still need to find that plaquist.
Yeah.
And the cost of the plaque will say this plaque was donated by Bill Stackman.
Yeah. Oh, you know something? We got a plaquist. Cy Nolan Ryan Young. He makes all sorts of wooden stuff.
You think he'll give us a discount?
I think he'll no, I don't.
All right, so we'll pay retail. we'll get a plaque made in your name, Bill, which again will cost the money you've donated, so we'll be back in the red once more.
You guys are the absolute worst with money.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're terrible. We were before we got you on, we were adding up how in the red we are entering our fifth year, and it's not pretty, Bill. It's not pretty at all.
I think it's safe to say, Bill, that we're down over $1,000. But now going forward, instead
of
the
your way to angle for bigger monthly contributions, you're out of luck.
So even though we don't do Patreon, I guess you're our official first patron.
Yeah.
At just five. Okay. Now since you're the one that's responsible for this, Bill, you have to tell us, because normally with Patreon or those other websites like that, there's like bonuses, like, oh, you say you're a first tier, so you get the podcast a day early or something, or you get a special little trinket. So maybe help us come up with some ideas as to, like, what do you want? What do you think is worth $5 a month?
I don't know. I work by myself with machinery all day. You guys are basically, you and the side gig are the only things I really listen to every day.
Hey, there we go.
Well, Bill, would it be okay if we called you maybe once a month, once every 6 weeks or so, and check in on you, how the machining's going? And
just make sure the checks are still in the mail.
Just to make sure the checks are still going to get mailed on the first every month so we can plan on those?
Yeah, sure, whatever you like.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, we really appreciate it. It brought great joy to my face when I went to the post office the other day and I saw that there was a second one. I mean, because I guess joy is the wrong word. A lot of confusion. I was like, what the hell? I sent Kyle a picture of it. I said, another one showed up. What do we do with this?
Yeah, this is some weird mystery that we're hell-bent on Sherlock Holmesing why we're receiving money, because we're so not used to it.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I found your phone number through the side gigs back end of the website. So, you know, don't.
I was just looking up the area code because I had no idea what you're doing. What the hell do I know in Grand Rapids?
Oh, and Bill, a little tip for you. I know you mentioned if we're angling for more donations, we would never do that.
No, absolutely not.
But you wanted to be able to up those contributions, I've got one thing in your life that you could easily cut as an expense.
What's that?
It's the side gig podcast. Because listen, we were talking about this a few minutes ago. And I don't, I guess, Steve, maybe people don't know, it's free on the radio.
Radio's free.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
Well, like I said, I had no idea my name would actually be attached to it. I've never seen the check on your end, so
well,
I
Bill,
was trying to be the backdoor donor here.
I'm going to send you a picture of what the check looks like, so you can see it. But hey, we really appreciate it. Of course, we would never ask for anyone to do anything similar and send it to P.O. Box 371, Hudsonville, Michigan 49426.
That and if just, it was set up
well,
as recurring,
concerned,
that'd
you guys
be
are only. You're only $231 in the red now, as far as I'm concerned. I'm
yeah, so. Yeah. No kidding. Listen, you're getting us one quarter of
and
the way.
Two more weeks.
Oh, you're boy. Getting us one quarter of the way towards even this year. So thank you very much, Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
And hey,
yeah,
we're
two
gonna
more weeks.
We've got your number, so when we do the Steve and Kyle Kier for a Kier, you will be on the phone. What can we put you down for that?
We'll see what kind of mood I'm in that day.
All right, all right Bill. We'll talk to you next month, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
See ya.
Ooh, what a nice guy.
That was amazing.
Taking his time out of work, and I mean,
that was amazing.
I mean, I would. How ridiculous! He decided to send us a monthly check.
I didn't know you could do that. I wonder if it, can I? Can I do that?
Seriously, Steve, I work for a financial institution.
Yeah, not a bank.
You can
to be
go
clear,
to
not a bank.
You can go on their app and set up a check to print in mail, and they do that free of charge.
That's amazing.
Or is he getting paid? Like, or is he getting charged that $5? Is he getting charged like $5.75?
Probably. Get Venmo, Bill. Come on.
Yeah, Bill, we'll set up a show Venmo. No big deal. So we'll do that. Yeah, we can keep in touch with.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's and boy, do I really miss talking to people. We should bring back 5 minutes or 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Steve, we talk about it all the time.
I know.
Let's plan on it next week. I've got the list. It's horrifically outdated. But I know he's listening. So next week we're going to try to get a we're going to talk to one of our old friends, Steve.
Who's that?
One half of the Brothers Humphrey.
Oh,
they are first on my list. This will be Steven.
Okay.
So this will be the late joiner, but according to messages he sent,
oh, he is throwing Jeremy under the bus.
The only one who's current on this podcast. And the other half again, of the Brothers Humphrey, which this was when we decided to make them a leg-breaking crew for a local gang.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, you're going to pay unless you want the Brothers Humphrey showing up at your door. And let me tell you, I've met these guys.
They're intimidating guys.
You don't want the Brothers Humphrey showing up at your door.
No, the Brothers Humphrey have no problem telling you to your face that they don't enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
They've done that to me.
Because they did it to us.
They did it to me
at
an event that they paid to come and see me and my cohorts.
So I don't
like
wanna,
they paid money to come and tell me that they did not like me.
I don't like explaining the jokes and explaining the stories all the time. And maybe we'll delve into this next week when we call Stephen Humphrey. Mm-hmm. But the first interaction regarding this podcast was them at your Side Gigs live show.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, Jeremy throwing Steven under the bus, I believe, telling you he doesn't like the podcast. He listened once, said it was boring, if I remember correctly.
And now, look at them now. All these years later, Jeremy has dropped off. Yeah. Steven is marching in the front of the parade.
Well, you know, neither of them pay us, though. So
that's true.
There are no Billy Stacks.
371, P.O. Box 371. I can't do it.
Just begging.
It just feels dirty.
Begging for monthly contributions like we're PBS. We'll send you a canvas tote.
Yeah, do we have tote bags?
Yeah, ask your wife. She's the one who does all the
It's true.
The
I got
crafts.
A tote bag manufacturer 10 feet from here.
Yeah.
Hey, tote bag manufacturer. We need some gifts.
Well, get her down here and put her to work.
All right, so now I have to Google how to sign over a check.
You know what? From me to you, Steve. Merry Christmas. Cool. No, that's a lie. Let's figure out how to sign those over.
I guess I could deposit that. Oh, wait, we have the same financial institution.
You could do bank, you know, fancy transfers.
Transfer. Maybe I'll see if I can figure out how to send you a check.
Hey!
Let's make this as inconvenient as possible.
Yeah, there's
so
no...
Bill sends me a check.
Yep, in the mail.
I deposit it.
Yeah.
Then send you a check.
Yeah, so I want you to go to the bank in the branch to do this. I would like to deposit this check. They say, okay. And they say, and then when they say, anything else today I can help you with? You say, yeah. Can I get a check for $5.
Yeah, two separate $5 checks.
Yeah, made out to me. And then you would then go next door to the post office, buy two stamps.
Yep.
I would like to mail these two checks. And then you put in my address, and then I will receive those, because I know the USPS, in a timely fashion.
Well.
Probably 1 to 3 business days. Because they would literally take it and maybe put it to the person who's going to my house that day and put it on their truck, and I could get it that day even.
Yeah. Well.
Before we...
Not known for their timeliness, that's for sure.
True. Holidays are busy, and the Warriors, they're out there in the weather right now. The weather's terrible.
We need to take pictures of these checks, by the way.
Well, I don't know if we should be posting check numbers and stuff. Well, no, we can blur
out. You know what we'll do, since I can do the phone deposit?
Yeah.
And then we'll do like restaurants do, where we hang them up on our wall. Like, this is the first dollar we made.
Is it? Because one, that'd be a lie.
It's the first... intentional money we've made.
Right, yeah. Again, the shirts were essentially a break-even.
Yeah.
That made, like, I think it was less than what you're saying.
I thought it was $27. Because I thought that we've...
Yeah, we bought 1.5 shock mounts.
1.5 shock mount, yeah. Microphone shock mounts.
Yeah. Boy, big money back then.
Yeah.
Just way in the past. Way in the past.
Was that 2017?
Steve.
Hell of a year.
The people have been waiting with bated breath. We need not one... but two updates from you.
Oh.
Did you want to do the personal update, or did you want to do the financial update right now? Because I have questions about both.
Let's jump right into the financial update.
So we've been talking a lot about sports betting in the game. Because, listen, it's relative big news in the last few years that it's legal. It's a tax windfall for a lot of states. And quite honestly, it's a niche community, but there is a lot of people who are utilizing and sports betting online right now. So we've been talking about it for a while, and you tried to have an intervention, I believe it was 3 weeks ago, me, with Brother Mike, got him on the phone and tried to say that I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That ended with, less than 2 weeks ago, you signing up for sports betting apps.
It was 1 week ago. 1 week ago today.
That's right. Because I was telling you about the free money flowing, and I'm sure there's people who are listening to that saying, no, there's always catches, there's always whatever. So let me ask you, Steve, 1 week removed from this time you deposited money,
mm-hmm.
how did it go?
You know, I'd like to answer your question with a question. First, I'd like to hear about your bets, the bets that you placed for the big game last week.
Listen, Steve, I was all over the Chiefs. I sent and I thought this was funny because I thought, hey, Kyle, you're it's a little overboard. I had a note on my phone
mm-hmm.
with all of my bets for the Super Bowl. I posted them on my Twitter as well. So, it's not like I was hiding it. And I had written next to it which sportsbook I had the bet at, how much I wagered, how much I could win. Mm-hmm. Below it, as the night went on, I had, you know, I wager, how much, loss, win, whatever, as mm-hmm. I kept tabs. So let me recap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I ended up with 14 bets.
Oh, boy.
And I was leaning towards the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
So I had money on the Chiefs, you know, to win by at least 3 points. Obviously, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So what I did during halftime was I bet on the Tampa Bay Bucks to win. So that was the 14th bet I made. So I made 14 bets, Steve. Wagered a little over $200.
Uh-huh.
And I lost about 30 bucks. Which, honestly, all things considered, it went against me in terms of the game outcome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not surprised. I don't care. Like, that's not losing sleep money to me in the big scheme of things. Yeah. So, you know what? Not a bad day. Lost a few bucks. Brother Mike, the same. So, I'm pretty comfortable saying use the newbie. Probably the same boat. How'd you do?
I won $270 on a $5 bet.
What about the other bets?
No, that was it. That was it. I just...
Well, listen, I know the game they play. So I'm guessing you won that money. Now you have to bet through it. So you have to gamble that amount of money that you won before you can withdraw it. So
yeah.
What'd you bet on after the fact? So you could then withdraw a lesser amount of that money because it's not a guarantee.
Well, I clicked the withdraw button and I had it all the next day. So,
didn't... up $270 then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're hearing.
So,
to recap,
I me and Mike, the two who...
Between the two of you, what, 30 bets?
Yeah, at least. Now, when I was saying I had a note, when I sent that to you and Mike before a kickoff, Mike sent a picture back of a printed out one pager of mm-hmm. a... More than me. It was probably 20 bets, but he gambles with a group as well.
Yeah.
So he had more than 20 bets. And what I thought was comical was I read through these things of bets, and he says, I need tails. And as I'm reading that, the coin flip goes heads.
Yeah.
And then 60 seconds later, he goes, I need this first play to be a run. And it was a pass. So I was trying to keep his head up, said, hey, first two are down. Those were bets for idiots anyway. We didn't want them.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out the night didn't get better for him mm-hmm. or I. So, yeah. So you're telling me you, who signed up that morning.
I signed up, well, the day before.
That afternoon. Won. And Mike and I, who have been doing this for a while, I've been sports betting for, mm-hmm. I guess, 5 years at this point. We lost.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But come, Steve, humor me.
Mm-hmm.
You got the itch?
Oh, hell yeah.
Listen, this
is amazing.
This is a vice for a reason.
Well, here's what happened. There, I know that it sounds naive to say I couldn't lose,
mm-hmm.
but literally the way that I bet, I could not lose because
right.
it was.
So you did it okay.
One of the sites had 55-1 odds
on either team to win.
Just
straight up.
Pick the winner. Max $5 bet. So Annette and I both signed up for accounts. I picked one team. She picked the other team. And, well, shockingly, one of us won. Yeah.
Well, you kept me waiting for that result.
Boy, we were so close, though, because I think I bet the... Actually, I think technically I lost. She won. But because I think I bet the Chiefs, and then we were setting up her account, and I thought, maybe we should double down.
Right. Make sure you're going to win.
Because 550 is pretty good compared to 275, and I was already thinking of the ways I'd spend that money. But then in the end, we did the smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
She picked the Bucks.
I
picked the Chiefs.
Which worked because Mike and I were both steering you towards the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And just based on what we had bet and what we talked about. I'm not a savant, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought the Chiefs were the better team. So luckily, you took the way we talked about it. Hey, you guarantee yourself a win.
Sure. So with the website that we went through, you have to make a $10 initial deposit.
Mm-hmm.
And I could only bet five of that. It was a max $5 bet.
Okay.
So I lost $5. So we did the same thing for Annette. She picked the Bucks, put $10 in, put five of it on the Bucks. They won $275.
Huh.
Minus the
$5
that you
lost.
$5 I lost.
$270.
$270. And then so the next day I went onto the website to withdraw the funds or see what I could withdraw because it specifically said you need to play through, like you need to bet that money and then it's yours.
Yeah, Mike and I were waiting, bated breath because my recommendation was you take that money,
mm-hmm.
you go to the blackjack table on their app. Because that's the better odds for people.
Yeah. So and are they? Is it all linked? I could have done. So the sports book is linked to the
and all that money transfers over. So if I have casino money and I win with it, it moves right to my overall account.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And you could have done that.
I had no desire at all to do that. I had a desire to get the money in the account, and it was less than 48 hours. We had the money in the account.
Okay.
And it was a great experience. So I thank you guys for guiding me with your obvious expertise.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to figure out Mike and I's VIG right now, which is that's lingo for interest rate, among the loan sharks.
Yeah.
I mean, standard's going to be, 5-10%.
What exactly am I paying you for?
Oh, we gave you the tip.
You both told me to pick the Chiefs.
I think if we played back the audio,
they lost.
So that $270, that's you think it's APS 4.0 money?
boy, I don't know. Thanks again to Bill for the $5 check. $5.
Another, well, hey, congratulations, Steve. Congratulations.
And I know, again, I know I sound naive. Couldn't
and,
lose.
And as I mentioned, as I dig deeper into this vice and become a degenerate, I've decided to start posting my sports betting plays that okay. I make to hold my feet to the fire so I'm not, you know, in case you ever say, yeah. hey, you're awful braggy about this one time you won. Why don't you tell us about the 8 times you lost?
All right, so can you come up with a new Twitter called like
I'm not doing that.
Like Jimmy the Greek?
And then I sit there and get upset when nobody follows. I'm not doing it. Not doing it. It'll be on my personal one. I can't, but I'm going to make it a thread. So like right, every so time I add, you'll
every
be able
time
to
you
find
post
them.
It, you got to retweet that from the
show account. Okay, yeah, I can do that. So you can follow along there, and if you want to become a degenerate like me, and it's really funny because after you tried to give this intervention,
yeah,
3 weeks ago I think is what it was. I had met a couple of listeners message us, say, hey, what sports book you using on there? Yeah. And because it is, so it's a curiosity.
Yeah,
it is, and now that it's so easy to do it. From your phone in your living room, I don't have to drive however far to a smoke-filled casino and wait in line to talk to somebody. I did this in Las Vegas before it was legal here and they couldn't get it on your phone. It's intimidating because you need to know the lingo.
I would have no idea.
Yeah.
I would have no idea. Like if I wanted to make that same bet that I made last week,
yeah.
$5 on the Chiefs to win.
Yeah.
If I was at a casino, would I just say that? Like, hello, I would like to bet $5 that the Chiefs will win.
So I would go at slow times in the sports book, and I would go up there and I'd say, hey, how should I do this? Like, hey, I'm new to this.
Yeah.
How should I tell you or write down what I want? And so they have every bet numbered. So it's like if you wanted the Chiefs just to win, it'd be bet 52. If you wanted the Bucks to win, it'd be bet 53.
Okay.
If you wanted the Chiefs to win by 3, it'd be bet 54, whatever, and so on.
Gotcha.
But then you can combine your bets. You can ask for this. There's so many things.
No. Not happening. But let me tell you, the urge is real right now because every commercial I see or hear –
it's crazy.
Ridiculous odds on MMA this weekend. You can win $100 on a $2 bet. And I understand that that's for new members, like new members only.
Yep.
But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, well, like 3 or 4 of the different sports books are doing those things where you can basically take $100 from them.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, combined with last weekend, I could be up like $700 with zero, like really zero risk.
There's one for today that I was telling you about before we started recording for the UFC tonight. It's a $2 bet. It'll pay $100, Steve.
Yeah.
Just gotta give them all your personal information.
Hey, that's all right. That info's out there already.
Yeah, right. And again, that personal info is P.O. Box 371 Hudsonville, Michigan 49426.
I mean, I'm just so embarrassed that you just did that.
Shit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sit here and beg. But hey,
we might be sitting on a gold mine here.
I hope we'll be able to
buy a couple shekels or make a couple shekels every month.
I hope we don't upset Billy Stacks if we wait like 10 months and withdraw $50 and he's sitting there one day like in line at the drive-thru and they're like, sorry, sir, your card's been declined. And he looks, and he sees all of those checks get cashed in, like, November, and you and I have decided that was the time we wanted it.
Follow-up from Bill. He just texted. He said, thanks for calling, guys. LOL, how embarrassing.
I don't know why it's embarrassing. The man's a donor.
Yeah. You should be proud of your contribution.
A lot of people donate to, you know, local hospitals and stuff, and they get their name on the big, hey, you contributed.
For months now, I've been going back and forth about, materials for an APS 4.0, thinking, like, oh, it'd be cool to have, like, a brick wall or something. We should do a brick wall where the bricks are engraved with our donors.
Aren't bricks expensive?
Well, they're buying the bricks.
Oh, okay. So we're selling bricks. Okay. So we just need to figure out the rate.
We just need to find a brick engraving website.
No, here we go. So here's what we do. We buy, like, brick vinyl. Like fake brick?
They make 8x4 sheets that are basically like really thin plywood that look like bricks.
Let's do that, and then we can get...
Oh, I'll just have Annette print out the names.
Done. And so we're saving a little dough. $50 a brick.
God, that would be hilarious.
We could sell a brick wall in 4.0,
can't
we? That
would be so funny.
Can you imagine if we... But we do actual bricks, so it's just like 4 inches less on the left side because it's red brick.
You know, it would be funny though if we did it. Well, if we did a whole wall of the like the brick plywood, the faux brick plywood, and then every person that contributed a certain amount, we put their name on the brick. We start at the bottom, work our way up. But it would be real depressing when we got like three rows up from the floor, and then it just dried up.
Yeah, and it's like Mike, my mom, right. Bob,
yeah, Joey,
Joey, and then like we don't know what else to do, so we just start filling in fake names.
Yeah, old Bootsy McGee.
We just decide that, hey, we really like you so-and-so, so you get a brick.
I wonder how many bricks. Yeah, we're doing this. This is happening.
Right. It'll be on the poll. Would you buy a fake... Would you donate to have a fake...
Would you contribute to have your name on a fake brick in APS 4.0?
Is this thing just money-making schemes now? Now that we've gotten a taste of the big times?
Well, I mean, depending on how much they contribute, like, it could be $3. It may not even pay for the sheet of fake brick.
Yeah, because, again, we're in the red first as we buy this sheet to put on the wall. So the first, like, 30 bricks are just to make our money back to get even, and then we sell 20 of them. So we finish in the red again.
As Bill said, you guys are the worst with money.
Yeah, very kind of Bill. But, Steve, what people have been waiting all week for, we left last week with the update on Ray that you had sent a text from a number 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago asking, is this Ed? This would be Ray's brother, Sex Ed.
Sex Ed,
because that was his number. How long ago did you know it was his number?
I want to say Ray moved away, graduated college in 2003. He taught that following year. I want to say 2005.
Okay.
I know that number was transferred from Ray to Sex Ed in probably 2005. So,
but as listen,
16 years.
As time's gone on, it's been easier to keep your phone number. But that's back in that age where, hey, if you wanted to switch carriers or whatever, a lot of times you couldn't take your number until that finally got changed.
Yeah, like I've had my same phone number for 20 years now. I got my phone. Remember, I got my cell phone in 2001,
which is rare. That is rare. So you had texted, and the big buildup. Is this Ed was replied to with...
It was replied to immediately.
With no.
Yep.
So
and then I followed up. Sorry to bother you. Thanks for getting back to me.
So what we decided was the better avenue, because maybe it went back to Ray himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe at some point Ray got back from Budapest, which I know sounds fake, but was real. Maybe they traded phones back or whatever they did, and... And Ray got the number back. So maybe he recognized the number when I said, hey, is this Ed? Recognized the number and said, okay.
Not answering that. No.
Nope, not Ed.
Maybe he had a falling out with Ed.
Maybe.
Or as, you know, maybe Ed's dead. Dead Ed.
Dead Sex Ed.
Bill's will. Dead Ed. Dead Ed didn't leave us any money.
Bill's will.
Bill's will, if you will. Sounds like a children's program explaining death and estates to kids.
Hey, kids. Want to learn what happens when you're dust?
Hey, kids. Grandpa finally bite the dust? And then it's a cartoon of Grandpa going, and falling over and dying. We're here today to explain to you estate law. Ever heard of probate court? So we left towards the end of the last week. We decided that you were going to text that number again, but we wanted to be sneaky, so you texted it from a different phone number.
Yeah, I texted it from my my Google Voice number, the same number that we called Bill with earlier. Yeah. It's just kind of – that was a number that I had set up years ago when I was doing a lot of Craigslist buying and selling.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want people to have my real number for – for whatever reason. And, yeah, so I would just use that instead, and it seemed to work all right.
Yeah, so we decided you'll text that number again from there, because the theory that maybe Ray got the number back, you texted it, Ray, question mark.
I just said, yeah, I think I said, is this Ray?
Okay. And boy, oh boy, did we leave a cliffhanger last week, because you hadn't heard back. And granted, it wasn't a ton of time. It was maybe 15 minutes or 20 minutes from when you texted to when we wrapped up recording.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. I said, hey, sorry to bother you. Does this happen to be Ray's phone?
So it's been a week, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting excited.
Yeah! Oh, baby! Update time.
Live from the Steve and Kyle podcast headquarters, no reply. Huh. Didn't quite hit the post. Huh.
So, seriously.
Nothing. No reply whatsoever. What? I'm staring at the message right now. It was sent February 6th, 11:56 a.m., exactly 1 week and 10 minutes ago. By the way, it is Saturday, February 13th, 2021, the year of our Lord. It's the Stephen Kyle podcast.
I got to tell you, I was sitting here and I was really, like, my heart went a little bit up thinking, oh my God, we have an answer. No, granted, that answer could have been no.
Right.
But actually, this no response? Oh, no. He's working up the messaging fingers, getting them warm.
So, .. no.
You going to send it? Oh, it's sent. Because that lack of response, I'm not saying it is, in fact, like it would be him, but wouldn't that make you think, like, this is weird. Two numbers in a week have now messaged me asking, am I my brother?
Yeah.
And then,
now
you
me
know, moving along the road saying, is this me? I'm going to ignore it. Because
kind of, yeah, maybe Ray like fell into some issues and he's got like people trying to track him down for money or something.
Yeah, well, listen, sports betting's legal.
Yeah.
But that's not to say people aren't using their off the street bookie.
Big into sports.
Maybe that's the falling out.
Maybe. Now, I know that there's a way that I could contact him.
Yeah.
And it's through LinkedIn. I know he's on LinkedIn.
This, though, is far superior as we like kind of. It's like we're digging holes in a field, and we're hoping to find what we're looking for.
I know I buried it here when I was like six.
Yeah.
It's in this field somewhere.
So I appreciate that this four-year venture is now just us digging holes in an open field, hoping to find the treasure chest.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, the ultimate payoff is in 5 months when somebody donates enough that we can either get Ray on the phone or at minimum we hear the tale of what broke down between Steve and Ray.
Man. Can you imagine if we had, if Ray actually replies and then over the next 4 months, we repair our friendship enough.
That he's here?
That he's here. Listen, he flies in from Texas or Budapest or wherever he's living.
I don't
want
to exactly get bumped off the show. You know, I don't want this to be the Steve and Ray podcast, which, by the way, again, we simply ran out of time. But two things that I briefly wanted to touch on was the lack of our celebration for now 2 weeks ago as we hit another milestone here, Steve, as we hit episode 250.
Well, as all good podcasts do, you celebrate the big 252, which is this week.
At minute 58. but to celebrate our 200, our monumental 250th episode.
Can you believe we've sat down to do this 250, well, technically 253 times.
Yeah, no, I can't.
That's amazing.
It makes me sad for myself. Yeah.
And to show for it, $10. $10 in checks
to commemorate from Bill. Episode 250, Steve, you took a momentous step and you decided to change the name of our podcast without asking.
Man. And I can't believe that I didn't get crap for this last week.
And you named our podcast The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show to whatever the date was, 2/2/2021.
Yeah, that was... I remember we finished up the podcast, and normally what we try to do is, or what I try to do is, as soon as we finish the podcast, I make,
yep, you make the edits,
whatever little edits. I mean, it's usually just trimming something out or doing this, doing that, making a trim, uploading it. So that way, when we walk upstairs here, it's done. I don't have to do anything until Tuesday morning when I just go on and make sure that it automatically posted and everything. And I guess I was just in work mode. Because, yeah, I filled in the name of the side gig accidentally.
And I didn't know about it right.
until
after
it was posted. You texted me Tuesday morning at about 7:15 and just said, uh-oh. And I was like, huh. Ah, crap.
And well, even though you change it, most people, which if you don't, go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review, and set that thing to auto-download. It mm-hmm. helps us out greatly.
Then if you could create some kind of program that will then delete it off of your phone mm-hmm. and then download it again, delete it off of your phone.
Re-rate
yeah.
and review it.
Yeah. We're trying to juice the numbers for yeah. podcastawards.com this year.
And please do leave us a review if you leave it on Apple Podcasts. We can see them anywhere. We'll put you on that list for 2 minutes of awkward conversation as we try to bring that back into the fold more regularly, Steve.
Yeah.
We talked about reviews recently. As on January 7th, we received one from our friend Terry Charles.
Oh, okay.
Who said, they complain too much about Trump, very liberal. One star.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, that's not our most recent review. As 3 weeks ago, we received...
That makes me laugh. It really does.
We received another review. They don't complain enough about Trump. Very conservative. And that was 4 stars.
Who's that one from? Was it from the same person?
No, different person.
I was going to say, I'd really appreciate it if it was from the same guy.
We have 14 one-star reviews as those continue to...
Skyrocket.
Okay. So if you could help us out again, Apple Podcasts, the Stephen Kyle Podcast, just leave us a 5-star review.
They complain about Trump too.
Yeah, and when I looked at this guy's account, he had left him on multiple podcasts saying, too liberal. Yeah, so that's his kind of his go-to.
I mean, if there's... say what you want about me, but if there's one thing I can say about you, Kyle, it's how liberal you are.
You got me, Terry Charles. You pinned me down. You didn't let me out of your grasp of truth, because there's no way I could dispute what you said about us in this podcast, Terry. So help us out. We're going to bring back 2 minutes of awkward conversation starting next week. Get your name on the list. Now, the names on the list currently are from 3 years ago, I'm thinking. So there's a good chance they might not even listen.
Oh, they're probably dead.
Yeah.
All of them. Every one of them's dead.
I actually had to reach out to get one half of the Brothers Humphrey's phone number. And my assumption, based on meeting Stephen Humphrey, is he's going to have to give us a payphone number that he can then wait by at a certain time. Our thanks to Steven. Anybody?
Looking forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
He's got a stool and a phone booth. He's waiting for that stupid thing to ring.
Just sitting there.
It's 10 degrees outside, and you and I are talking about printing canvas totes.
Oh my God!
Oh, thanks for listening, everybody. Though we'll talk to Steven next week if his lips aren't frozen shut waiting outside.
Teeth chattering.
Poor guy's begging the local gas station attendant for some free hand warmer packets he can hold.
All right, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Steven Kyle. Also in the description of the podcast, you can find the address to our P.O. box.
Tell Bill found it. Bill took the onus upon himself. Billy Stacks.
Don't send us big things, because it's the smallest P.O. box they offer.
Would they leave it outside of the P.O. box and say, please don't touch?
No, they put a key in the P.O. box that opens a bigger P.O. box.
So don't send
it. It's a real loophole that the UPS or USPS should probably look into closing.
So don't send a Jeep motor, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to send a Jeep motor, seek me out beforehand. So, yeah, so is it official? We're bringing back 2 minutes of awkward conversation.
Yeah, we'll talk to him next week.
All right, looking forward to that. Thank you again to William Stackman, a.k.a. Billy Stacks. Obviously, stacks of cash, and he's just sending it to us $5 at a time. Our first official contributing member. We need to come up with a name for somebody. Because I know, obviously, there's patrons. The side gig uses fancy idiots. We need to come up with our own branding for those that go out of their way.
To donate and do stuff for us, and then, obviously pay to get a brick on the wall. That's a new campaign we're starting whenever the APS becomes a thing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much once again, Bill. That's it for me. That for you?
That's it.
All right. Talk to you next week. See ya.